Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, February 4th, 2015. On today's podcast, we're going to answer some questions that have troubled us for many years. We will discuss Republican politics and specifically how such things are treated in the mainstream press. We will examine whether there is a conspiracy to keep conservatives from getting the Republican nomination or whether it is something else. The big three in the media, of course, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post, the press media at least, always have their chosen candidates, which they usually proclaim early as front runners. In the Sunday New York Times last Sunday, was a long article entitled, quote, "The Power of Blue State Republicans." This article tries to answer the question why it's very hard for a far-right, as they put it, a far-right conservative to win the GOP nomination. This article takes all the mystery out of it for us, folks. We usually assume that the elitists who run the Republican Party and whose goals are virtually identical to the elitists who run the Democrat Party will simply manipulate the nomination process to prevent any outsider from having a fair chance to break in. In other words, they subvert the Democrat process. But no, the Times explains it to us. That's not what it is at all. They say our assumptions are all false. Despite electing conservatives to the House and to the Senate, majorities in both, Republicans have repeatedly chosen relatively moderate nominees, that's the New York Times word, like Mitt Romney and John McCain in the primaries. Why? Why do they do that? With Mitt Romney's decision to withdraw, Jeb Bush has, quote, become the GOP frontrunner for 2016. That from the Washington Post. The New York Times tells us he has suggested, this being Jeb Bush, he has suggested he will not bow down to conservative activists. No, you wouldn't want people to have a realistic voice, but we are assured there is no concerted plan, i.e. no conspiracy to prevent conservative nominees from gaining traction. To get to the point, the New York Times has the answer. We don't have to worry about it anymore. We don't have to wonder anymore. They have the answer. It is the blue state Republicans. That's the answer. That's right, folks. They are from blue states and therefore make it far harder for a conservative to get the nomination, but no explanation is offered for the fact that cheating in the primaries and the election is rampant in blue and red states. Those of us in third-party movements are painfully aware of that. But the blue state Republicans still possess the delegates, the voters, and the resources to decide the nomination, according to the Times article. Well, this is a nightmare for us. It's a nightmare for the country. It's a nightmare for the world if it's true, because it means that out of 50 states, only about 15 of them will decide every nomination and every election. And barring some national disaster, it will be impossible to ever change these facts. Actually, that would be a national disaster, wouldn't it? But here's where it gets good, folks. This is it. Quote, "The clout of blue state Republicans is enhanced by an alliance with the party's, quote, donor class. Republican donors, in general, are likely more concerned by electability and business issues than religiosity and the culture war." So, that's where the money is, they say. These blue state Republicans, they give their money. In the more liberal blue states, those people don't care about religion. They don't care about culture, as long as to them the nominee is, quote, electable and supports their business ideas. Well, if that's true, they are some despicable people, and they don't deserve to elect anyone. They just sit by and watch Western civilization flush down the sewer, dying a lingering death every day. In the meantime, the blue state media helps out the blue state candidates by bestowing upon them the title of front runner, quoting the Washington Post, quote, Mitt Romney's decision to forego a third try at the White House has settled the question of whether the 2016 GOP presidential field has a front runner, bestowing a coveted status on former Florida Governor Jeb Bush that also raises new challenges and perils, end quote. But the Drudge Report says Scott Walker is the clear front runner. Why? Who is right? Well, as the Times, as the Post said, it's a coveted title indeed, that title of front runner. But who bestowed it? The Washington Post, the New York Times, I guess. Following up on that observation, the Post tells us that Republicans have a tradition of picking a, quote, anointed one early, and that establishment candidate almost always ends up with the nomination, although not without a fight. Well, my old friend Howard Phillips used to say it better than the Times and the Post. He said the Republicans are royalists at heart. It's an inherited title, he would say. I can still hear him now. They're royalists, and it's an inherited title. Well, whether a conspiracy or not, there's an awful lot of effort and an awful lot of money poured into each election cycle to keep conservatives from raising money and building a following, especially third-party conservatives. Finally, folks, if the game is rigged or if the new numbers just fall out that way, why not consider the Constitution Party? If you're a constitutionalist, seems to me you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.